September the 17th, the public lands ride, Black Meshannon. I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, so we is did this that, last that one? So we did, no, this is the one we did last year. So I was, me and Greg, K3 GEM, were net control at the lake, right by the swimming thing. Carmine was working from his house, coordinating it, and then we had like two or three other people. Chad and someone else were throughout.
Yeah. Okay.
So
is that the bicycle one?
Yes.
It's a bicycle one. Bicycle for public land grants or land, public land or public environmental resource. Public environmental resource or something like that. I think that's a fundraising one. The other one is the Transylvania whatever. That's the one that was the money one where it was totally unorganized.
Yeah. I don't know if we're getting involved in that.
Right.
I haven't heard nothing more about it.
Well, Woody's K3YV at the Nittany Amateur Radio Club is coordinating that.
Oh, okay.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
So he's doing the one that's next week, right? Like the 23, 24, 25?
That's the Transylvania, excuse me. He's coordinating the Transylvania Epic.
Yes. So that same organization is doing another one later in the summer at Black Meshannon, where on the Saturday, I think they're doing
right.
The bike thing, and then on the Sunday, they're doing a run thing.
Yes.
And we had tried to, Bob and I had volunteered last year because they had reached out, but they were totally unorganized. I'm like, they didn't have any official EMTs or ambulance or anything. I ended up bringing a lady back because she couldn't make it. I found her like out on 6 mile run somewhere like that where I was stationed, and she was done because she'd already done 13 miles and she couldn't get back, and they had no one to come. They had no sweepers, they had nothing. I was their sweeper and I was just a volunteer standing out there in the woods.
I'm not surprised.
And that's a for-profit one, which really gets me, because that's that guy who lives in Dubois, also he lives in South Carolina, and he runs them up the East Coast. And these people paid for this, and like they got a Subway sandwich, and that's all they got for it.
Okay.
So, masochistic tendencies, I don't I don't help with the Wilderness 101. That's a paid entity that does that. And you would know as good as anybody else since you're a bicyclist.
Yeah.
I am helping out 3 days on the one next week.
Okay.
I want to see what it's like. They have not been communicating with him very well. And he jumps on that right away because those entities contribute to the NARC club.
Okay.
So there's, and I don't mind, contributions are fine. You know, and I think I did ask the SM once about this, you know, these, and he said, well, you can look at it that it's a public service event, isn't it? You're protecting, you know, safety and welfare of the people participating, so it would fit the mission. But Woody seems to catch those questions first, and I stick with the ones that are related to charities,
yeah,
not for profit organizations. The MS 150, and I had a couple other ones. The Ironstone 100K, Kevin's handling that. I'm probably going to help out with that. I don't know what that is, although it'll be interesting because they start at 2 p.m. one day and end at 2 p.m. next day, and they run all night on the Mid-State Trail. And I frankly think that's a recipe for disaster.
I know of a guy who he participates in those, and they started up like in Evansburg and ran like down to Somerset or something like that through the Laurel Highlands, through the trails all through the night. I'm like, you're crazy.
The other thing that's happening, I coordinate a big race up in Lewisburg, the unpaved of the Susquehanna Valley. And the first year I did that, they had upwards of 600 to 800 riders. It's a big race.
Yeah.
And then it's been off for a few years. They did it again last year, and I think they had somewhere between 300 and 400 riders. But that's a major economic event in that area, because they, just as people come up and stay there, I had to rent a room for myself in two different dive hotels just to, it's all right, I said, told my wife, I don't care, I'm just here to sleep.
Yep.
That one, that's a big race, and when we do that, that thing starts at 7 a.m. and it doesn't end until 9 or something like that, by the time they get those people.
And I saw, I think you just advertised, or someone advertised, the one with the women's bicycle thing that we did last year in Rothrock, that's going to happen again as well.
Yeah, she hasn't contacted me yet. Did she contact somebody else?
It was in one of the newsletters.
Oh, it's on my blog.
Your blog, maybe it's
in
your blog.
Yeah, I refer everybody to that because the dates are there. Yeah, that's still, as far as I know, that's on.
Okay.
And I know I don't know the main organizer, but the woman that helps her is married to the guy that runs a bicycle shop.
Right.
And he and I know one another from other associations, so, you know, I think we'll have an in on that. Yeah. And that's an all-day race, but it's...
You know, there's a 20, 30, and 60-mile races or whatever it was.
Yeah.
There's three different legs.
These people are—they're doing this every weekend, you know.
So yeah. I guess the summary is there are a host of places to volunteer this summer if you want to volunteer for any of these service events.
And I'm sure Bob will have the information on the website and who to get in contact if you want to volunteer for any of these.
And Mark also does the 4-H
horse riding, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I quit going to that because I always left the spot we had to call the ambulance to. We had a runaway horse. A girl fell off, so we needed an ambulance for both the horse and the girl.
Yeah, I remember that, Dick. I was on that ride.
You have a vet on scene.
They have vets on that because it's an endurance test of the 4-H riders. Mm. They have to prepare their horse to be able to do this and be in good health, so that partway through they do a health check with a vet.
Yeah, they have a vet and a vet technicians who check the vitals of the horse, which includes taking the horse's blood pressure.
This is interesting because the main horse vet, Center, he's retired.
Well, they have a vet and techs. They check the horse out before they start. They check it at the halfway point. Everybody's got to stop. And if the horse is stressed, they're disqualified.
Hmm.
And then at the end, they check the horse again. And if the horse is stressed, they can be disqualified. It's not a time, it's more like a road rally in automobiles. And don't work your horse too much. And my wife and I observed a few years ago, if you have young, eligible males, they ought to help with that because all of the riders are young, eligible women.
You know, I told my son that.
I said it to Elaine. I said, did you notice this? I said, all these girls, it's all girls riding these horses. She said, yeah. You know?
Girls have an affinity for horses. I'm very dumb.
Well, that's okay. They're hard workers. I mean, you know, that's like, my son dated a woman that rode horses once, and their idea of a date was, you know, cleaning the bar, for God's sake.
All righty. Like I said, if you want information, I'm sure Bob will have it on the website, and then you can get in contact with whoever you need to.
Okay.